Go Bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing, with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services, a kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I hope everyone is starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we're so glad that you have tuned in. I'm Kim. I'm here with John Blystone.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very, very good. And John and Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. Everything's fine over here. Beautiful weekend.
There you go. We've got lots of great things happening this weekend. And I'm really excited. I hope I see everybody out there. Of course, that we're talking about the Banana Festival, and that is going to be everybody's going bananas, so right, and lots of good stuff out there. That's like one of my favorite. Like, you know, you walk by those little candy things and you see the banana taffy.
Oh yeah,
that's like my. I just learned that my husband's like, I like those. Why don't you get me one? So, anyways, I am really excited. I want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008-419-0008. We want to hear from all of you. We want to know that we're doing a good job, that you're interested. If you have questions, you want to know more about any of our guests, definitely when you call in, ask to be on our email. And of course, that is our newsletter that goes out every single week. You'll find out about all our amazing guests, our authors, our sponsors, our events, everything that we do here, you'll find out in our newsletter that goes out every single week. So that's one way. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places we are a part of. And we'd love to share that with you. One other way is our website, kimpaganoshow.com, or you can download all of our shows on your your smartphones. And of course, that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And that's our podcast right there that you can listen to all of our back shows and all of our current shows. So with that, I want to start our show. We always start with something uplifting. Don't let the noise of other people's opinion drown your inner voice.
True.
And very true, huh?
You betcha.
Yeah. I mean, we all have opinions. Everybody's got an opinion, right? But sometimes, you know, if you ask too many people, which I do, I tend to do that, and then I kind of go back and go, okay, Kim, what's your thought? What's your, you know, what's that inner voice telling you? And really, that's kind of how we want to live our lives. It's nice to have the people that surround you, love you, and influence you. But in the end result, it's really your inner voice that you want to guide your life through. So with that, I'd love to share our first guest is Susie Abels, and we're going to be talking about her book, one of her books. She just came out with another book, but the book that we're talking about is Kindness on a Budget, and it's a guide to uplifting, inspiring others through daily acts of kindness. So I'm really excited to talk with her. Then we have Lisa Carey coming in and talking about Harvest Festival, and it's coming up, and of course, that is happening the 6th through the 8th, October, is right here. And we're going to share some tickets with that. So, in fact, Tom's going to talk about those. But I have one more guest. We're going to be talking with the CEO of Quad Marine and talking about the Quad 44, the Tesla of the marine industry. I'm kind of really intrigued by this car. My husband's like, let's see. It hasn't really been around long enough to... But I don't know. It's pretty.
Got to try it.
There you go. So anyways, we'll find out more about it. I love it. I just said that and boom, he's on my show. So is there a sign there?
Yes, that's right.
There you go. I love it. All right, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways. And I'm excited. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
Let's start off with the Rubicon Theater, and we have tickets for the West Coast premiere of Incognito playing all the way through this weekend, and that's for Sunday. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun for someone winning those tickets to the Rubicon. The Harvest Festival, original art and craft show celebrating its 28th annual fall showcase at the Ventura Fairgrounds, and that is happening October 6th, 7th, and 8th. We have tickets for that, and California Kettle Corn, one of our favorites here, hand-popped and homemade, family-owned since 2007. The L.A. Zoo, we have tickets for the zoo, bring the family, have a blast, and Lures Fish House. Is there a better place for happy hour and great food?
I love it there.
Really top-notch. Yeah. Camarillo Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Tom. And let's just get some Harvest Festival tickets out there. So with that, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. With that, let's bring our first guest on, Susie Abels. Susie, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're so welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
There's John over there. So anyway, Susie, really great to talk with you. I know we had a chance to kind of chat a little bit, and I love what you, you know, your kind of your connection in life. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, the book that we're talking about is Kindness is the New Indifference. And of course, that goes along with your book, Kindness on a Budget. And I love that. So talk to us, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Well, I came up with the title Kindness on a Budget on kind of a whim. I have friends in different socioeconomic backgrounds and positions and health issues, and they all said, how easy is it for you to be kind no matter what challenges you face? And I came up with Kindness on a Budget, and through the book, our real 1-to-3-page life stories on how you can be kind with virtually something as simple as buying a, you know, 99-cent pack of Post-its and leaving positive messages on people's doors. I used to leave it on my grouchy neighbors' doors or on people's windshields, and it really makes a difference. And in this 2-year journey, I see how much it can really transform a person's life.
I love that. This morning I just brought, you know, I have some beautiful roses in my garden, and I just cut some and brought them to a friend. And, you know, it's just, you see them like, go, oh my God, you actually took a moment to think of me. And that just makes people feel special. So I love that. I think that's what the world needs more of, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. So so talk to us about your journey of being kind to yourself, obviously. And, you know, and that's a big thing. I kind of almost want to stop right there. Some of us are, you know, we're worst enemies, you know. I mean, I know I'm very hard on myself, and I always want to make sure that I do the right thing. And you know, did I say it right? Did I do it right? Did I do my best, you know? Is that how you are, Susie?
Well, I really changed a lot on the journey. I think that I've always been, for the majority of my life, a kind-natured person. When I was younger, I would sit on the bench. I don't know if you guys remember in the old days, sitting under the pergola on single benches across from one person with your little packed lunch bag. And I was just by nature this kind of person. And I was partly raised by a 4'11" Cuban, slightly hunchback woman who was just absolutely the most incredible person. And what I found is that in this two-year journey, that there has to be a balance between self-kindness and kindness to others. Mm. So I found that for me, it's effortless to be kind to others. But in the last year and a year and a half, I've been really able to receive the kindness back. And so I would say now I'm in equilibrium about self-kindness and kindness to others. And that's also a part of people who write into me following the book's little examples that they find there. Most people are out of balance with giving kindness, is what I found in the two-year journey.
Well, that's what I, Susie, this is John. How are you?
Hi, John.
And I was thinking, when you do, you talk about a balance between self-kindness and kindness to others. And I know for me, that swings back and forth. Trying to get it, that's the hardest thing to do, because sometimes you're going so far over and helping others that it's doing a disservice to yourself. And then people, if you're doing it to yourself too much, then people are like, wow, he's really, look at him, he doesn't care about other people. How do you get the balance?
Well, that's why I wrote the book. So daily acts of kindness is from a mindful, conscious perspective. So let's say, for example, Kim and John and Tom, that someone is facing financial difficulties or marital problems or mental health issues, whatever the issue. If you set yourself for 30 days, I'm going to do one daily act of kindness, whether it costs a penny or not, it will absolutely transform your energetics. And then speaking to the part about overdoing it, you can never be overkind. Unless you're kind to a fault of pleasing other people and then expecting something back, that's not really from a mindful, conscious perspective. Being kind daily is something you're doing without expecting anything in return.
Yeah, that's what they always say, is that it's...
Yeah, you can't... You're doing
business, not kindness, if you're waiting for something to come back to you.
Oh, that's true. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are talking with Susie Abels, and of course, we're talking about Kindness on a Budget. That is her book, A Guide to Uplifting and Inspiring Others Through Daily Acts of Kindness. You just talked about 30 days. Is that 30 days when you said if somebody's having marital problems or mental or, you know, depression, anything like that, you do 30 days for that one person, or you're talking about for yourself?
It takes 30 to 40 days to really have a habit formulated. So I consider, from the mindful conscious perspective, if you're doing, no matter what happens in your day, whatever you're facing, one, start with one daily act of kindness, it actually starts sticking by day. It's really 30 days, but some people it takes 40, and then it becomes a practice, a way of life. And it's just transformative. I don't do one act of kindness a day. I do 3 to 5 minimum, and it's such a practice. It just is automatic.
Right. Susie, what was the last 3 that you've done? Or the last 2 days, can you tell us and share with us?
Absolutely. I have a neighbor in my new community that I moved into who said she recently lost her dog. And I realized that for some people, a dog is like a child when their children have grown up. And I see her, you know, kind of walking around looking a little bit sad. So I knocked on her door the other day and I said, hey, I don't want to say her name on the radio show, but hey, so-and-so. Just wanted to say I was just checking in with you. I know that it must be really hard that you lost your dog. And then we started talking about her plants in front of her house that she just had put out. And those, I don't know, 5 to 7 minutes of human contact. I know when I walked away, she looked like she had a little slight smile on her face. That's one act. Another thing that I did is that I have a friend who's not well. Again, I won't use names. And I just sent a picture to her email with some YouTube videos of, you know, transforming anxiety into positive feelings with a couple of words. And so it cost me $0, and it took me, I'm not that great on the computer, 3 to 5 minutes, and I know for sure it made her whole day. And so those are two acts of kindness that cost nothing but absolutely uplifted, you know, another fellow human being. And it took nothing from me to do it because it's a practice now. It's a conscious practice.
You know what kind of reminds me of, John, something that you actually posted, and then I shared it, about this mom and her daughter walking into a grocery store, and there was an older man that was there, and the little girl started talking to him, and you know, the little girl took a liking to him. Do you know which story I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The mother was kind of anxious about it.
Yeah, yeah. And anyways, and so then, long story short, they ended up meeting again, and he had just lost his wife, and he was down in the dumps and so lost and so really feeling like life wasn't, you know, worth living.
Yeah.
And so she found this out from the cashier, and so she invited him over, and then he invited her over, and she said he was like a new man.
Yeah.
From this little girl talking to him and from people taking a moment to really be around him. And
yeah.
I love that story. So
that is, and that was, what did it cost? Here
nothing.
Again, nothing.
Yeah, and just to share that.
I will tell you, the cool thing about your book, and I know you mentioned that it's a good little party favor or something like that, but I'll tell you, without you cringing, I've taken your book and I've torn pages out and given it to people and say, why don't you try this? And because there's so many good tips in there, and that's what I like about it.
So share some of those tips with us, Susie.
So one of the things that's really easy to do is to go to a garden center or a Walgreens and go to the gardening center and buy the little garden sticks. They're about $1.80 to $1.98.
Did you say, wait, the garden sticks?
The little sticks that one would write the names of herbs on. So they're little white plastic garden sticks under $2 with tax. Then what I do is I do this once a month. I take them and I take my Sharpie collection and I write positive words and I plant them in neighbors. So not just in my community, but I'll be driving somewhere and I'll see some rundown house and I'll just stick a little stake in their garden that says hope.
Nice.
Oh, I love that. I love that a lot. That's great.
So that would be a cost of under $2, and I have the markers already, and I know those have been really inspiring. And another thing to do is to, like you said, Kim, if you have a beautiful garden, cut some flowers and just leave them on a door without a note. Remember, the daily acts of kindness is not because you want something back, acknowledgement, thank you. You're doing it just from the purity of being kind, and that is something I often do is I'll cut yellow daisies and put them in foil with a little wet paper towel, and I'll leave them on a neighbor's door when I know they're not home.
You know, Susie, why did you start doing this? What is your, you know, reason that it just all started happening for you?
Well, my twin brother and my eldest son, Zach, said, Mommy, you're the kindest lady we know. And I said, no, I actually am not. I'm just a regular, simple gal. They said, why don't you write down these stories? And so I wrote them down, and then I thought, what am I going to do with them? And my son, Zach, said, Mommy, go publish them. And I did. And the book has been as big a gift to me as it has been to the people who write in letters to me each week on Facebook and on my private email and on Twitter. It's about just showing how easy it is to be kind. We all suffer from something at some point in our life. And that shouldn't change one's ability to even, for example, if you're bedridden, pick up the phone and call someone in your family or call a coworker and say, I was just thinking of you. Those are priceless. they really are priceless acts of kindness.
Yeah, I was thinking too, you know, when you say kindness on a budget, it doesn't always mean monetary budget. If you are, you know, time is something else too. So if you don't have a lot of time, you can still, because all your things they're not difficult. And it's like you said, it becomes a habit, and you start, even though they're supposed to be random, you start looking for opportunities. You literally do. It's like somebody's not smiling, try to get them to smile, and it's amazing.
I just opened up one of your Action 33 licorice. Can you tell us about that?
Licorice was, I believe, the one I did in the cul-de-sac of my neighborhood. I lived in a neighborhood prior to this home for 7 years. And when we moved in, I was really surprised that the neighbor across the street said nobody talked to each other on this, you know, 9-house cul-de-sac. So what I did is I had this idea, and I had my son make flyers, and they reluctantly passed them out, and I set up a card table. I brought licorice. I brought some moon pies, and every single neighbor minus the 87-year-old seniors next door to where we used to live came. And people from that point on started bringing in each other's trash and, you know, leaving notes on each other's doors. We had a couple of incidents with car alarms going off, and it kind of united the neighborhood with just a, you know, plastic Rite Aid or CVS, I believe. I bought this $7-8 thing of licorice, and the whole neighborhood came together.
That was the only thing you put on there was licorice?
And moon pies.
Well, no,
and moon pies.
I put licorice and moon pies, and within a matter of 20 minutes, my kids were then much younger. They were like, Mama, no one's going to come. And every single neighbor came with salads, and the neighbor down the block.
Wow, so you got everybody out there talking.
It's the modern-day version of the loaves and fishes. Now it's licorice and moon pies.
I love licorice and moon pies, so I love that. You know, it's about bringing the community together. Now you have another one, garbage. Talk to us about that.
Garbage. In our neighborhood where we used to live in Orange County, the garbage man comes each Friday was our garbage day. And many people think of a garbage man as a lower-level worker, but actually imagine if you've been to other countries where they don't have garbage service, like in Nepal and India, and they just burn the trash on the street and you walk and you have to wear a bandana around your face just to breathe. So on Fridays, what I would do is Thursday night put out the garbage, and on Fridays I would wait because you can hear the trucks. They're very loud, and I would always pass out ice pops or water, and if I had extra Gatorades, I would pass them out. And it really made a difference. And I didn't want anything back. I wasn't asking them to haul anything away, and it just became a routine, just a routine, a simple routine that cost, I don't know, a couple dollars a month of those ice pops that you buy at Rite Aid or CVS by 100. I think they were $4.99 for 100, and you freeze them.
Right, right. Now, is this something that you learned from your, like you said, your mom, your cute little mom?
I would say that I actually did not. I learned it from the Cuban babysitter that we had who spoke very poor English and was like under, I think she was 4'11". Mm-hmm. She had a slight hunchback, and she didn't drive.
Oh, that was your mom. That was your housekeeper. Okay.
My babysitter, actually, mm-hmm. Babysitter. And I noticed that wherever we went with her, because we walked everywhere at that time, people would treat her incredibly well. And she would always take in her little apron, which she would wear out to the market with the shopping cart that she would push. And one of us kids would go with her. She would always bring us home a pack of gum. Back then it was 15 cents. And she would say, I brought you chicle, which is a broken Spanish.
Right.
And she really inspired me. And just my uncle and my just overall family was always kind by nature, never treated the people who came, the milkman or the gardener, like they were hired help, but more like humans.
That's awesome.
That's great. So how has kindness in action impacted your clients or your community life, either in receiving or giving kindness in some form?
Well, that's really been interesting as well, because before I wrote the book, I was a full-time empath. I did healing, you know, life coach is a simpler term, but mostly it's empath, meaning you feel, hear, and see what someone's going through, so you don't have to before them. And I found that in the time I took off when I was caring for my dad for a year, that people would write me letters and say, we know you're taking time off to care for your dad, but we just wanted to check in with you how you were. And some of those people were very self-oriented, mostly concerned with how they were doing. And so I noticed the shift in the giving that they had received in our time together, even in a professional level, was now being given out, not just to myself, but others. So the benefit of being kind is that people, when they're around you, they actually pick up on the energetics of being kind. And I know John knows about this really well.
Oh, I'll tell you what, kindness, it saved me, and it I know it makes a difference. And it was funny because one of the examples in your book that struck me was probably one of the most expensive, and that's when you bought the orchid, I believe, for the hairdresser. Do you remember? And you got to see right there on a face and, you know, light up, and it's just, they're shocked. And that's what's so interesting is people are shocked by kindness. Sometimes they're put off by it. They don't know what to do.
And yeah. It also teaches our children, because I realized that in the book, some of the examples people would not do. And the example about the rescue, where my son and I were arguing. He was 15 at the time, and he's now 18. And we were arguing about him not listening to my driving instructions. I trained him very early how to drive. So we came home, and I heard something in the yard, and there were ducks in our pool. And to make a long story short, pulling up my yoga pants and taking off my sweatshirt to jump in the pool. The ducks could not get out. And there was my son appearing. And he said, Mama, move out of the way. Move out of the way. You can't go in the pool. And he went in the pool in his boxer shorts. And together, we as a team, still brings tears to my eyes. We were able to figure out how to use the toy bucket for the pool toys without touching the ducks. And then I would use a soup ladle and put them on the rocks. And I took all the dish towels we had in the entire kitchen and made a little nest because we had a really freak rain out of nowhere. And together we saved all but one duck, and we were arguing about the driving 45 minutes prior, and we came together.
Wow.
I love that. I love that story. Yeah, that's great. Again, Susie, thank you so much for sharing really your acts of kindness here on our show. Where can we get your book, and where can my listeners find out more about you?
Thank you so much. I also really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
The book is sold out very quickly, so the best place to get it is on Amazon. And it's Kindness on a Budget at Amazon.com. The Kindle version, people tend to purchase and then write to me that they wish they had bought the paperback. So that's a personal choice. Like John said, if you buy the paperback, you can pass it around to people. I can also be contacted at kindnessonabudget@gmail.com or on my Facebook page, Kindness on a Budget.
I love it. Susie, please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to talking to you again, and thank you so much for being here.
I really appreciate it. Nice talking with you all.
Thank you, Susie.
You got it. All right. We are going to actually just move on over to Lisa Carey, and of course, we were just giving away some Harvest Festival tickets, and again, that's what we're going to be talking about, and that is definitely coming up. It's October 6th through the 8th, featuring over 24,000 handmade original creations, and it's over at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And not only that, it's a perfect place to start doing your holiday shopping. So Lisa, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome.
Thank you. And I love how you say holiday shopping. That's exactly what I do.
I know. It's like, okay. It's funny. I was just at a Susan G. Komen down at Citadone. And so it was like everything went towards that. I'm like, okay, so here's my first day of shopping. Then I'm like, I already got on my calendar, Harvest Festival, that's going to be, and if you can organize yourself and kind of remember some of the great things that are already there, you're ready to like get there because, they go crazy over there and there's so many people and so many great things to choose from.
Well, I think the nice thing about it is that it sort of personalizes your gift giving because
right. These
are items that are made with a lot of love and of the artisan's passion, and not only do you get to visit with them and kind of see how they came up with the ideas and really get a sense for their creativity. But it's something that you can't find in the mall, you know, and they can also personalize items many times for gift giving. So it gives it that extra special touch.
I totally agree. And really, you're talking to the artist, right?
Right. I mean, you know, and a lot of these people are, you know, they're just like you and I. They started it in their house and, you know, they don't want to get so big that it's not a personal thing. They do it for the love and the passion and to meet people and share the experience. That's what gives them a lot of fulfillment as well.
Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Lisa Carey. She always does such a great job with the Harvest Festival. And, of course, that's the original art and craft show. And this is the 28th annual, correct, right?
Right, it is. And that's in Ventura County. The Harvest Festival has been in existence for 45 years.
Wow.
And I think what keeps it going is the fact that it's really high quality and it's not just hand embellished events, you know, hand embellished items. These are things that the artists, they have to show they have a workplace in their home or they have a studio or something, and they're really creating this from the bottom up. So you get a real wide variety of items like eclectic art pieces and seasonal decor and ornaments and blown glass and tilled wood and sculptures and photography and all sorts of things.
And lots of jams and lots of salsas and, right?
Yeah, you know, that's what's great because just as the artisans have their work, they have people that are sharing family recipes, you know, with sauces and dips and my personal favorite are these relishes that, oh my gosh, they're just so great. I always stock up on them every year. And
it's funny. I had found the most incredible spaghetti sauce. And, oh my God, they've never come back. And it's like, I'm serious. We bought, I don't know, whatever their special was. And, oh my gosh. And I'm like, my husband's like, are they going to be there this year? I don't know if that was just a one-time deal, but it was amazing. So you do find like these hidden talents, you know?
And also they let you taste them.
Yes.
You know, they offer little samples. So you can, it's like Costco where you nibble as you go.
I like that. Exactly.
Well, I think it's neat to look at the person who's doing it. I mean, you have this connection with them as opposed to going in the store and going, oh, well, I wonder where this came from. You know, they'll tell you about it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you kind of find their journey, their little, their story behind their art. So, okay, so Carey, tell us again when is it?
Uh-huh. Well, it's Friday through Sunday, so that's October 6th through 8th.
Okay.
And Friday, the hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And what's really cool about it, too, the general admission is $9, but we've had a lovely partnership with Food Share, and we've been able to raise tons of food, you know, canned perishables, non-perishables, and each year we encourage people to go stop by their pantry, bring a couple cans, and they get $2 off admission. So they gain and Food Share gain.
It's a win-win. I love win-wins.
Yeah. And tickets are good for the whole weekend.
So you buy one and you can get in for every day if you need to.
Right, right. And kids 12 and under are free, so that's a real good deal. And then seniors and military are $7, and youth ages 13 to 17 is just $4. So it's
very reasonable.
Reasonable outing, you know?
Yeah. Wonderful. And I know that you have, you know, area for the kids and, you know, the kids zone and my gym and all that out there, right?
Yes. We have Macaroni Kid hosts a make and take place. So, and they also have some fun contesting and my gym, and we also have a pumpkin patch.
I forgot about that. That's
Green Thumb International, and you can romp in there or take some fall photos, and as well as Lowe's Home Improvement has a make and take pot, so you can pot some fall flowers and take those home.
What is the age limit on the kids zone? Can you be
John, well, you can't go in there.
You mean like a kid at heart?
Yes.
I guess you could. You'd have a lot of little curtain climbers around you, but
I'd be the tallest kid for sure.
There you go.
But how much fun? So yeah, and so are they able to? And I don't know this, but are they able to stay there while your parents shop or no?
Well, probably
not.
They're not
yeah.
a babysitting service
yeah, exactly.
or anything like that. But it's a secure area. And,
right. But it's probably good
because
the kids get to do something. I always do that. Like, we're going to do this for you now, and then we're going to walk through for me, right?
Yeah, it's kind of balances out. And even for men, there's a lot of stuff they'll find for that man cave that they'll never think they needed, but when they see it, they'll go, oh my God, this is so perfect.
Right. Yeah. No, my husband really loves doing that. And I know Tom here always says that at first he was like, no way. And now he's like, okay, the Harvest Festival is coming up. So it's all good. All right. Well, we've got tickets for our listeners, and I would love to share some tickets out there. So all you have to do is call at 805-419-0008 419-0008, and we'd love to get some tickets in your hand. And if they don't get tickets here, where do they get them?
Well, they can get them at the gate, okay. But they can also go on to harvestfestival.com and they can purchase them online, and then they wouldn't have to wait at the to purchase them at the gate when they arrive.
Okay.
But if they are going to bring some non-perishables, there's no way we can give them the discount online. So
well, obviously, yeah.
However you want to slice it.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, Lisa. Always a pleasure to share all the great things that you're doing, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
And seeing you out there. All right. You got it. All right. Thanks, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we've got Harvest Festival tickets. I've also got a pair of Rubicon Theater. And, of course, Incognito is playing right now. You gotta read the storyline before you go in there, but it's a great story. And they were just here on our show last week, and we'd love to share those tickets with you. So call us right now again at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California California kettle corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got another amazing guest, and we were just talking about, Teslas. And I'm excited to talk with Steve. Is it Solani?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. I got it right. All right. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, and thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and of course, we're going to be talking about the Quad 44.
Sure. I'm an engineer with about over 30 years of background in hardware and software development, and I started a company called Quad Marine, which was formed to design and build very advanced electric boats. As most people know, there's a big transition in the auto industry to electric power, and we're seeing a similar transition getting underway in the marine industry. So we felt there was a very good window of opportunity to create this new generation of clean and quiet electric watercraft. And we recently announced our first product, which is a 44-foot electric-powered catamaran called the Quad 44.
Wow, that's great. I love it. You know, we have a boat and I love it, but it is really loud. And I am, you know, it's funny because I think my husband used to work at the airport, so he doesn't really hear it like I hear it. He always says, I hear ants crawl. And so this would be the perfect boat for me. So I love it.
I have the same issue with, gas or diesel boats. You've got the noise, you've got the smell.
Yes.
We're really looking forward to the transition to electric power.
So, Steve, none of that? You don't have any of that stuff anymore?
No, it basically gives you the same benefits that you get with a car, which is that it's very clean, it's very quiet, you're not burning fossil fuels, you're not wasting energy generating heat, so it has many advantages.
Yeah, I've been surprised by a Tesla in a parking lot. You don't hear them coming. I mean, it's just like, they go right by.
Yeah. So is that where you got the idea from then, correct, as far as the Tesla?
Well, actually, the idea for me came a lot earlier than that. Starting all the way back in 2004, I spent a week on a catamaran charter cruise in the British Virgin Islands. And what I found is that I really enjoyed the cruise experience, but the boat itself didn't really impress me. And as an engineer, I'm always looking for better ways of doing things. So I started to think about how the standard 20th century catamaran design could be improved. And I made a list of what I felt were the 7 biggest design and usability problems of the boat, and I set out to eliminate all of them. Now, more than 12 years later, we have the Quad 44, which I think is a very successful design and meets all of my original goals.
So Quad 44, you just said it's 44 feet?
Yes, it's a 44-foot electric catamaran. And like I say, we didn't just want to replace the combustion engines. That was a big part of it. But we also wanted to create a new kind of catamaran that was kind of completely reimagined and redefined what a catamaran is in the 21st century. So we started by, identifying what we considered the problems with its old design, dating from like the mid-20th century, and kind of threw out a lot of the old ways of thinking and came up with some new, innovative new features. And the result's a completely new design that we think is a lot better than all the traditional boats.
So, Steve, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. If you were out here in Ventura, and of course, so many boaters out here, we're talking about Quad 44. Steve, is it patented?
We do have 2 patents that are currently being processed by the U.S. Patent Office.
Oh, very cool.
I personally already have 2 granted patents, so I'm fairly confident that the new patents will be granted as well.
Okay, cool. So let me ask you a question. Can you walk us through what it looks like so we can kind of get that, feeling in our minds and kind of get that thought?
Well, similar to regular catamarans in that there's 2 separate hulls on either side of the boat.
Correct.
And that gives you the advantage of being a much more stable ride in the water. It's much more comfortable. It also has a much bigger accommodation space. The problem with the old-fashioned catamarans is that there's a conflict between the interior accommodation space and the performance of the boat, because people want really spacious cabins. That creates a conflict because it makes the boat perform a lot poorly. So we've designed on the Quad 44 what we call a raised cabin configuration, and that puts all the passenger space up above the waterline, and it ends up giving you actually a lot more interior space, in fact, up to 40% larger than all the old-fashioned designs. So that's a really unique feature of the boat.
Wow.
That's interesting, yeah.
Can you send us one so we can...
Yeah,
that's,
try it out, yeah. A little like sample, right? I love it.
We'll invite you out on the water.
There you go. Now, where are they currently right now?
Well, we haven't started production yet.
Okay.
In fact, we're currently in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign to raise capital to start our production, and the target is to enter production in the early part of 2018. And since it is a brand-new design, that would mean we would start delivering the boat in 2019.
Okay, very cool. I just see, to me, that's where everything's moving. The hybrid, the Tesla, you know, I mean, it's just, it's cleaner, it's quieter. Do you agree that's where our future, kind of what it holds for us?
Oh, I think it's inevitable. In fact, if you look at the auto industry, there's been some recent announcements from major companies such as Volvo and VW. They've announced their plans to switch their entire product line to electric power in the near future. So it's pretty much inevitable that the marine industry is going to follow the same pattern and be switching over to electric power. And that's why we think, you know, Quad Marine is in the right place to really be in that window of opportunity.
Hmm.
Have you reached out to Elon Musk? That guy's
I have not, but I'd be happy to speak with him if you want to send him my way.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of money. He might help you, but I think he set a trend. You're right. I think it's all going to be the base, and it's going to go off from what he's done.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
we're basically taking their exact same business model and applying it to the marine industry. And I said, it's pretty inevitable what's happening in the auto industry, and we think the same thing is going to happen in the marine industry.
Very cool. So let me ask you, who would be your target market?
The Quad 44 is a four-cabin cruising catamaran, and that is the industry standard boat for vacation charters that people take in places like the Caribbean and the Mediterranean. So vacation charter operators will be one of the biggest parts of our business. And then, of course, you have recreational boaters in coastal and lake areas throughout the entire country. Another good opportunity is for people that live aboard their boats. The Quad 44 is up to 40% more spacious inside than traditional designs, and that makes a huge difference when you're living on the boat all the time.
Yeah, definitely. So how many are you looking to have it sleep?
It is a four-cabin boat, so you typically have eight people on board. It's
wow.
Also designed
in a 44-foot, so in a 40,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it also has an additional berth in the center of the boat for two additional guests, so comfortably you can actually have 10 people on board the boat. It's quite
wow.
quite a spacious design.
And what's the speed that it will go?
We are projecting that it will be able to have a top speed of at least 12 knots. Since we don't have the boat in the water yet, we don't actually have the final specifications. But based on our engineering evaluation, we should see a top speed of at least 12 knots.
Okay. All right. So, and of course, you charge it. There's no gas, right?
That's right. The base product will be an all-electric boat. It will be charged. You can charge it with regular power outlets where the boat is moored. It also is going to come equipped with a very large solar panel array, and that will supplement the battery storage in the boat and give you additional range.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you a boater?
I am. I've been boating for several decades, both power and sail, but I personally tend to prefer sailboats because they are so much quieter and cleaner than power boats. And now with electric power, that gives you the benefits, the added benefits of the speed and the range of a power boat without the problems of the pollution and the noise.
Right, right. And Steve, you've actually launched a crowdfunding campaign before. Can you tell us how much you are raising and how you went about that? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we did just start a crowdfunding campaign. It's on startengine.com, and it's interesting because that particular website has done a number of crowdfunding campaigns for electric car projects, and they were quite successful. So that outlet seemed like a good fit for our product and for our company. According to the SEC, we're not supposed to really give people details of our campaign. I think the idea is that they want everybody to get the same information off.
Oh, all at one time.
Itself.
Yeah, got it.
So by those regulations, we're just supposed to tell people to just look us up on startengine.com and all the details will be there.
So tell us, like, I'm not really familiar with crowdfunding campaign. John, are you?
I have not done one, but I know some people who are looking to do
you
one.
You have done one?
No.
Oh, you haven't
but
done one.
I know some people who have.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Crowdfunding originally, I think, got started with sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And a lot of those projects were kind of personal projects that people were doing. And they might have been art projects, things like that, smaller projects. And it was just a way to raise money by taking small contributions from a very large group of people. And what we're seeing in the past few years, it's becoming a tool for much larger businesses and for raising much larger amounts of money. And that's because the benefit is that when you spread that investment over a very large group of people, the size of each investment is fairly small, and that means that the risk to that individual investor is quite small. So as an example, say a company wanted to raise $1 million, well, if they can find 1,000 investors and each investor contributes $1,000, then they can raise that $1 million, but it really limits the risk to each individual investor.
Yeah, I know there's like independent bands who've raised, they've done it crowdfunding to buy a travel van, whatnot.
And yes, it is popular for music and art projects and things of that. And that's the sites like Indiegogo are very popular for those type of projects. But there are some newer sites that are specifically aimed at raising money for larger business ventures, and StartEngine is one of the biggest portals, and that's why we went with them.
Yeah.
Well, and what was the other name that you said? Kickstarter and what?
Kickstarter and Indiegogo are two very popular crowdfunding sites.
Indiegogo. All right. And have you said you've done this before, right? Crowdfunding?
No, this Quad Marine is the first crowdfunding I've done. All of my previous business ventures have been self-funded. So this is kind of an interesting new experience.
That is,
It was a very difficult thing to get started with. There's a lot of regulations around it. It's all according to SEC laws. So it took a huge amount of work to get everything in place to get the campaign started. So I'm really happy that that's now underway.
And how many people are involved with this with you?
Right now, we just started just a few weeks ago. I think there's 20 or 30 people that are involved at this point, and it's just progressing well, and we're hoping to see it continue for the next few months.
Wow. Well, that's very cool. So if anybody's interested and wants to know more about this, how do they get in touch with you, Steve?
Oh, there's two ways. They can go to our website, which is just quadmarine.com. That's Q-U-A-D. And they can click on investor information. Or they can go directly to startengine.com, which is the actual investment crowdfunding site. And they'll see Quad Marine listed as one of the companies on startengine.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone, and we look forward to talking with you again, and good luck.
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
The concept.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You got it. All right. All right, we are at the end of our first hour, but I do want to remind you we will be here for a whole nother hour. We've got some amazing guests. I've got Mitch Horwitz, and he is going to be joining us talking about how to own your own mind. And then we've got Dr. Letitia, and she is amazing. She's going to be joining us about start again, not over, and an envision on your empowered life. So with that, I do want to remind you to and ask you to stay with us all the way through to 8 o'clock. A couple things that I wanted to share with you is, one, Saturday, October 7th, we've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's over at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks. And then we've got the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and that is October 15th, and that is 9 to 4 off of Moore Park Road. Tons of vendors, another place to go shopping. And then we've got Ventura Chamber of Commerce Taste. That's happening, and of course, that's October 19th. And then back up here in Ventura, over in at the harbor, is Ventura Making Strides Against Breast Cancer for Ventura. And of course, I want to remind everybody this weekend is Go Bananas. And of course, that's over at Port Hueneme Banana Festival. If you like bananas, you like all that stuff, I'm telling you, you're going to love that. So definitely tune in to that.
Are you going to auction off your banana necklace?
Oh, gosh, dude, you're not supposed to tell everybody. I love that they brought that in, but I'll definitely be wearing it. So there you go. All right. Well, I want to always say thank you so much for being here, John. I love your company. And, of course, Tom. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of our listeners. And we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. When I hear somebody sigh, life is hard. And I am always tempted to ask, compared to what? So with that, we have to always know that the grass is not always greener, right?
That's
so we always think that our life is harder. So with that, I'd love to have you join us all the way through to the next hour and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.